As you can all see, Al Gore isn't here. We're sorry about that, but he has spent a lot of time today and he has to be excused, and what could I say? We are grateful for your patience. This has been a wonderful day for me because I reflect on last year. August 19th and 20th of last year, we did the same thing that we did starting today. Last year, we ended the conference by talking about the need to do something of lasting benefit to the American people with renewable energy. Little did we know that a few months after our being here, there would be a world-changing election take place. As we know, President Obama was elected, and one of the first issues that we had was to do something about stopping a worldwide depression. And we did that. We did that. It was difficult. We did an $800 billion bill. A $900 billion bill would have been better. But we did the best we could. And we did it with help of Republicans. We could not have done it without three very courageous Republicans. And part of that economic recovery package was spending huge amounts of money on renewable energy, as if the script had been written last August 19th and 20th. And so we have spent much of today talking about what is in that renewable package. I am convinced that it's one of the best things to happen to our country, because it put us on the road doing something of a lasting nature with renewable energy. And of course, the investment in energy helps our security needs. We'll never ever be a secure nation unless we do something about lessening our dependence on foreign oil. Today's conference focused on jobs and investment in clean energy. Consensus today was manyfold, but I'll talk about one of those things that clearly is evident we must do. And that is, have a smart grid. What does that mean? It means that what we must do is have the ability to create large amounts of renewable energy. We know we can do that. But the issue that we talked about a lot today is being able to take that energy that's produced and move it where it's needed. You see, most renewable energy is going to be produced where there aren't a lot of people. We need to take that energy where there are lots of people. And what better place to do it than where we have huge amounts of public lands? And their poster child for public lands is the state of Nevada. 87% of the state of Nevada is owned by the federal government. Only 13% is in the private sector. We have these huge tracts of land that are obviously available for sun, solar energy. We have lots of wind. We have geothermal. I'm very appreciative of John Podesta, Boone Pickens, and University of Nevada for helping us make this a success today. John?
Thank you, Senator, and it's a pleasure to join you. I want to thank you for your leadership once again. I want to thank the University of Nevada at Las Vegas for hosting us in our second summit here. I'm just going to say a few things and reiterate several points that were made during today's sessions by all the speakers. First, that building a clean energy economy will create jobs, save consumers money, and drive new private investment into a more productive and innovative and efficient economy. Second, what we really focus on today is that to rebuild America for energy efficiency, the low-hanging fruit, the fruit on the ground that Secretary Chu talked about, we need strong building standards, we need new financing tools, which was really underscored, I think, in President Clinton's discussion for homeowners as well as building owners, and we need workforce training. And I'm so glad that Secretary Solis was with us today and Van Jones to talk about that, to make sure that that people are being trained for good jobs. And just to reiterate one point that was made in the Center for American Progress, Energy Future Coalition study that we put out today, Rebuilding America, we showed that retrofitting 40% of America's homes and small businesses, or 50 million buildings, could create 625,000 sustained jobs in construction and manufacturing, which have been hit so hard in this recession, as was noted today. There are 1.7 million construction workers out of work today. We can put them back to work retrofitting America's buildings, and in doing so, we'll save consumers up to $64 billion in energy bills, drive hundreds of billion dollars in new private investment to the economy. But to put a price tag for the individual consumer, that means we could save up to from $300 to $1,200 per household by doing those building retrofits. But to reap these benefits, we need strong new policies and leadership to help the market work. We need a renewable electricity standard, an energy efficiency resource standard, and a carbon price signal, as was mentioned over and over again today. And then finally, I just want to reiterate one point that Senator Reid made. We came out here last year not just to talk, but to try to really lay out a roadmap for action. And I think we saw that action directly in the package that Senator Reid led the fight for in the Senate early this year when it passed 25 days after the inauguration, that created $90 billion of clean energy investment that's being deployed today by the people who are with us today to create jobs, to build a brighter future. We also discussed at that meeting something that the Senator brought up, the need for transmission, and now we have legislation pending in the Senate that's sponsored by Senator Reid. We're looking forward to seeing that pushed through to fruition. It's already a somewhat more mild version, I guess, of the bill has passed the House. We want to see it strengthened in the Senate. And the discussions that we had today were not just merely to edify the public and the great crowd that we had here and the people watching over the internet, but to really, again, lay that roadmap for action that we're going to see under the leadership of Senator Reid in the Senate this fall. So we think last year was very productive. This year was even more productive, and we're looking forward to working with him to make sure that those ideas to create a clean energy economy are put into law. Thank you. And now I'll turn it over to Boone Pickens.
Let me say that a year ago I had no idea that we would make as much progress as we have in this year. And of course, we had one place to look for that, and that's the leadership of Senator Reid. But this guy's done tremendous work. I guess I'd call it grunt work. It's been a real production. But my contribution to it is that I am for the wind, I'm for the solar, you all know that, and I'm for the grid. All of those things I introduced last year in July in the Pickens plan. But the way we're going to get off the dependency on foreign oil is with the natural gas. And we have 2,000 trillion cubic feet of gas in the United States. That is going to save us from the dependency on foreign oil, and that will unfold, I think, rather quickly with the legislation that's in process right now, and that I think that we probably, I'm sticking my neck out here because these guys know so much more about this than I do, but I think we're going to have legislation in October that is going to start to wean us off of foreign oil. Thank you.